A new Westminster traffic cop seized two replica firearms within a four-day period. Const. Camo Malcolm, a member of the New Westminster Police Department traffic unit, was conducting routine patrols on March 1 when he observed a vehicle driving in an aggressive manner, said a NWPD news release. He subsequently conducted a traffic stop and arrested a prohibited driver. A search of the vehicle was done, and a firearm was found inside, said the news release. Upon closer inspection of the firearm, it was determined to be a replica. This incident marked the second time in 4 days that the officer had seized a replica firearm. Malcolm was conducting routine patrols in Queensboro on February 27 when he saw two men sleeping inside a vehicle. Const. Malcolm could see, in plain view, a firearm inside the vehicle, said the news release. With the assistance of the Lower Mainland Integrated Emergency Response Team, the two men were roused from their slumber and safely taken into custody. According to the NWPD, possessing a fake firearm is not a crime, but it is illegal to brandish, point or refer to a replica gun while committing an offense. It's also illegal to possess the replica for a dangerous purpose, and it's illegal to carry or conceal a weapon intended to be used in threats or intimidation. Const. Malcolm has done exceptional work, said NWPD spokesperson Sergeant Andrew Lever. These weapons present real dangers when used inappropriately, and we will be proceeding with charges when we can. These seizures really highlight the unknown our officers face every time they approach a vehicle. In the past, Malcolm has been recognized for his policing efforts related to removing impaired drivers from the road. Last spring, he was among several New West police officers named to Alexa's team, after he personally removed 26 impaired drivers from the road in a one-year period.